Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. Hello. Question. What kind of a person are you? What kind of a person are you? What kind of a person are you is important when you are creating your business. You need to know what kind of a person you are. Now, before you get all upset at me, I want you to know that there is no right or wrong. It just depends on your goals. Let me ask you, are you the kind of person that says, oh yeah, sure, show me, Or let me see that. Let me see what you're talking about. Let's see if that's true. Or are you the kind of person that says, oh, wow, that's so cool. Show me. I'd love to see it. Or that's exciting. I'm so happy that happened for you. If you're the type of person that says, show me, then, my friends, you are what I would call a fixed mindset kind of person. And if you're the person that says, oh, cool, and always solution-based, and let's do it this way, and let's more of a creative, then you're the kind of person that I would say walks in faith and has a growth mindset. Now you're probably asking, why is that important? It's important simply and solely to help guide you in building your business. That's all. Because there are only two types of mindsets, a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. Now, please understand, though, that we tend to have a little bit of both. But depending on the circumstances, how you react could be that based on your past. But if we generally react in a way that is like prove it to me kind of way, then that's a fixed mindset. Whichever way that you behave or react, I want you to know that there is a way that you can change it. So if you're a fixed mindset, you can become a growth mindset. And if you have a growth mindset and go through some turbulent times or something that is very emotional, you could actually shut down and go into what we call a fixed mindset. So we're always changing depending on our circumstances, but what's really important is for you to understand that it has been proven that a person with a growth mindset will build stronger and more solidly their business than someone with a fixed mindset. It also will benefit your health as well. If you have a growth mindset, you have a tendency to stress less. But if you have a fixed mindset, you have a tendency to keep everything in, worry, worry, worry. You tend to be a worry wart. So that fixed mindset is really not helping you running your business, creating more financial income, and or creating more health in your body. You see, people with growth mindsets tend to stress less. So You want to strive to move over to that growth mindset. But in order to do that, you have to be very present and understand that when you react, you need to notice how you're reacting. You need to look for a solution. Okay, it happened, and now we need to look for a solution. You see, the things that happened, we cannot change those. The only thing we can change and the only thing that we have control over is how we react. And how you react is all about what kind of person you are. As I said before, it takes a daily concerted effort to change from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. We sort of tend to be tainted as we grow older because all our experiences that we have had, we can look at them and we can say, oh, but this happened to me and this happened to me and this happened to me. And instead of coming out of there a resilient person, you come out of there being a fearful person. Always thinking that somebody's out to get you. Always thinking that circumstances never work out for you. Always thinking that around the next bend, something is going to be there that is not for you. So when you find yourself being that way, you want to make sure that you go back inside and begin to look for solutions. What's good in this? What's the good in this are the two questions you should ask yourself. What is the good in this that I'm not seeing right now? What is the good? How can I fix this? How can I fix this to the best of my ability? And remember, here's the other thing. I laugh because sometimes I go back and forth. When we say, how can I fix this to the best of my ability? You must be careful that you're not tainted and you're not completely fixed on what that best of your ability looks like. In other words, somebody asks you to the beach and you have this beautiful picture of the beach you're going to go to. When you get to the beach, it doesn't look like anything that you wanted. And so then all of a sudden you react and you say, well, I'm at the beach, but I'm really upset because this isn't what I had pictured. So you've got to go in and you've got to say, I'm open. This is a beach. What can I do to make it work? Right? If that beach is full of driftwood, how much driftwood can you move away so that you can get in the water if that's what you want? So you see, we tend to be more resilient if we have this growth mindset. Solution-based. Now, yes, there are times where we don't want to be a fixed mindset, but there are times where you might find yourself in that fixed mindset kind of place. Fixed mindset people tend to be the more pessimistic, the more confrontive people. They're also the people that fit into the archetype of victim mentality. They're also the people that will say, I tried it, it doesn't work. They're the kind of people that we want to stay away from if we have a growth mindset. And you've got to be very careful because if you have a growth mindset and you're surrounded by people that have a fixed mindset, you've got to make sure that you take inventory and that you decide that you are not going to be anymore actually convinced, controlled, or coerced by those people. And they may not be doing it on purpose. So it's not their job to stop. It's not their job to change. It's your job to notice how you are reacting and if their influence is making you behave and react in a way that you don't like and that you know is keeping you back, you've got two options. You can either stay there or you can start to move away. And that is really a growth mindset kind of person. You see, a fixed mindset kind of person will stay in that same environment. A growth, because they don't see a way out. They don't see a way out. And so they figure that there can't be anything better, so they're going to stay there. A growth mindset person knows that there's a better way somehow, and that somehow they're going to get what they want if they continue to move around and shake up things. And it's kind of like walking down the street and saying, I'm going to find a nickel, and you keep walking until you find that nickel, but you're really believing that you're going to find it, and you find it, right? So it's all about belief, but it is also about the people, the surroundings. We can only control what we feel and how we react. We can also control who we hang out with. I remember when I was young, my mom used to say in Spanish, dime con quién andas, dime con quién te juntas, y te diré quién eres. Tell me who you hang with, tell me who you've been with, and I will tell you who you are. So we need to really take a look and take stock of our mind when it comes to knowing what kind of person we are. And sometimes it's not that easy, because when we look in the mirror, it is really tough to look in the mirror and say, oh, I've been behaving as with a growth mindset. Or, ugh, I've been behaving with a fixed mindset, right? So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you stay in that growth mindset kind of place. And if that means that you've got to begin to say bye-bye to the people that are making you, even if it's family, making you have that fixed mindset, then it's time to move away just a little bit. Not that you're not going to love them, but that you just move away from the everyday happenings of how that influence has got a hold on you. So I ask you again, what kind of person are you? Now remember, there is no right, there is no wrong. I have a friend who's a fixed mindset. He knows he's a fixed mindset, and he's okay being a fixed mindset. And I see him frequently and infrequently, because when he gets too crazy on me and I notice that it's affecting me, now the infrequencies, separate. So there's the infrequency. So I have control over that. Just like you, my friends, you have control. You can either live in a fixed mindset or create in a growth mindset. Because a fixed mindset cannot create, but a growth mindset always has ideas, is always creating, is always looking for a better way. So, my friends, if you found value in this, I would love to have you share this. Whether you're listening to this on the podcast, share the podcast. Whether you're listening to this on YouTube and seeing this, share that. Whether you're on a Facebook, share the post, guys. Share the love. Now, talking about sharing the love, here's what I would love to do today. I would love to invite you to the 5-day training that started today, but it's okay. Started today, and it is a 5-day video training on how to create your blueprint for success inside your biz. I am really excited about this because I think it is going to help you. finally get to the point where you either commit or recommit to growing your business. So if you're interested in finding a little bit more or getting access to that private training, make sure you drop in the comments below, please, I want the link. Notice that I said please. Please, I want the link. And if you're already in it, my thank yous. If you are already inside there, I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to leave a legacy of 10 new leaders that are rocking their business, either from a five-figure to a six-figure, or consistently making those five figures by the end of December. So if you know somebody that fits that, please share this video. As always, guys, muchas gracias. Siempre lo mejor para ustedes. Thank you. Have a great day. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.